Today, we're joined by artist and self-expression advocate, Lisa Cheng. Lisa, congratulations on your recent exhibition, Inner Reflections, which has drawn thousands of visitors in just 2 weeks. What inspired this collection?
Thank you. The inspiration came from my journey of self-discovery. I wanted to show that art isn't just about creating something beautiful. It's about sharing your emotions and ideas with others. Inner Reflections encourages people to explore who they are and express themselves without fear.
That's a powerful message. I heard that you also host workshops to help others express themselves through art. What's that experience like?
It's incredibly rewarding. I work with people from all walks of life, students, professionals, even retirees. In my workshops, I remind everyone that there's no right or wrong way to express yourself. Art is personal. Some people love to paint, while others prefer sketching or sculpting. The important thing is to let go of perfection and let your emotions guide you.
You also use a lot of vibrant colors in your own work. What role does color play in expressing yourself?
Colors are like words in a poem. They can reflect your mood, your memories, or even your dreams. For example, in one of my paintings, I used bold reds and oranges to show strength and energy. It's a way to communicate feelings that words might not capture.
Fascinating. With all that you do, creating art, hosting workshops, and holding exhibitions, how do you stay motivated?
I believe in staying connected to what matters to me. Every morning, I spend time journaling or meditating to center myself. And throughout the day, I remind myself that self-expression is about growth, not perfection. I also find motivation in seeing others embrace their creativity. That's what keeps me going.
Well, we're just about out of time, but thank you for sharing your story and insights with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now answer the question.
Number one, why does the man congratulate the woman? Number two, what is the focus of Lisa Cheng's workshops? Number three, why does the woman use colors in her paintings? Number four, what motivates Lisa Cheng to continue her work? Number five, what does Lisa Cheng do every morning to stay centered?